Your Mishnah is Masechta Yevamos Rav to Perek Vov. Mishnah says, Habo al Yevimtoi. The Yevam is boil his Yevamo. The brother comes on to his brother's wife. So Bein B'Shoigeg, whether he does the Bia B'Shoigeg by mistake, meaning he thinks that it's his own wife and really is living now with his brother's wife. Bein B'Mezid, whether he knows he's living with her but he doesn't do it L'Shem Mitzvah, he does the Stam L'Shem Znus. Bein B'Yonis, whether he's forced to other people, force him to do it. Bein B'Rotzen, whether he does it, B'Rotzen means willingly L'Shem Mitzvah. So Lachar is in all these ways, he's kind of the Yevamo, the Bia works. Afilu Hu Shoigeg, even if he's a Shoigeg, he doesn't realize he's doing it with his Yevam, he thinks he's doing it with his wife. V'hi Mezida, and she's only B'Mechavan al Hashem Znus, she's not B'Mechavan Hashem Mitzvah. Still the Kinyan is Chal. Or else who makes it? He's doing it L'Shem Znus. V'hi Shoigeg, she doesn't realize it. She thinks it's somebody else. Who on us? He was forced to do it. V'hi Loyanus, she was not forced. Or else he anusa, she's being forced to do it. Vulayonis, he wasn't forced. Still, the Bia is kaina. Echad amora, where it just makes the beginning of the Bia, he doesn't finish off the Bia, doesn't go in completely. The Echad agomer, where he makes the Gemar Bia. In all these cases, kona. In all these ways, the Yovim is kaina is Yevimtai. And she becomes his wife, the Choldover. Veloy cholak bein Bia le Bia. There's no difference what type of a Bia it is. And the Gemara says this means whether he comes on a kedarka normally, or even shaloi kedarka, not the normal way through the back. It's also ksidid a bia that he's kinda the yavam and becomes his wife. Mishnah Beis, v'chein habo al achas mikol aroi shabatayra. If a man lives with any ish that's osetim, that's an erva, his sister, his mother, any ish that's an eshes ish. So the locher is that the aver is being done any one of these bias. Whether it's Mora, just the beginning of, what's the Gemar Bia, a Bia Shlai Kedarko, and Bein Meshoigeg, Bein Bemezid, Bein Berotzen, all these ways, it's a Bia Sissa. Oi Psulais. Whereas he comes upon a lady that's asked him with a Chai Belavin. That's called Psulais, not a Chai Bekrisis, but only a Chai Belavin. What is this? Kagoin Al Amono Lekain God. If a Kain God lives with an Amono, it's an Aveira, it's a Chai Belavin. Gerusha v'chalus l'kain hedyut. A regular kain is muta to an amona, but he's also to a gerusha midiraisa, and a chalut is midirabonin. Mamzerus in the sin of Yisrael, if Yisrael marries a mamzer, or has via with a mamzerus. Or else in the sin, there's also to Yisrael, or else a bas Yisrael, la mamzer. If the girl is a regular bas Yisrael, but the man is a mamzer, la nosin posel. So this Bia now makes the Isha posel that she's not allowed to marry a Kain. She has a Shem Chalol or else she has a Shem Zayner on her. So any one of these Bias, whether it's a Bia, Vainis, B'Shoigeg, B'Mezid, whether it's Horror, whether it's Shloike Darkoi, all these Bias make an Asa, make a Psul, the Kain. The same thing, B'Loi Cholak, Bein Bia, Le Bia, there's no difference how exactly you do the Bia, how exactly he goes into it. Now Mishnah Gimel, Almana, Le Kain Godel. Let's say Kohen Gadol makes Kedushin with an Amona, which is an Aveira. Or else Gerusha v'chalutz l'Kohen Hedyit. A Kohen Hedyit makes Kedushin with a Gerusha. So Loruch is min Erisin, even though they only made Kedushin. They didn't live together yet, they did not make Nisuyin yet, still a Yechla b'truma. Let's say she, even if the girl is a Bas Kohen, that she was able to teach Truma from before, but since right now she's a Mamtenes l'Bia P'sula, she got married to somebody that if they have Bia, she becomes a Chalola, she'll be possible Tichruma, so she's also Tichruma right now. Rebbe Lezav, Rebbe Shimon Machshir, they all know that she's Muksha, she's allowed Tichruma. Since they didn't have Bia yet, it's Muta. What's going to be in this Armelor, in this Garshim, and Anisuyin? Meaning they were married to these Psulim, and they Taka had Bia, they had Nisuyin, and then the husband dies or gives her a get. So Pshita Psulas, they become a Chalola, that the apostle to remarry to a Kain, or else the apostle teach Ruma. Mina Erisin Ksheris. But let's say they did not make Bia, they did not have Nisuyin, they only had Kedushin, and before they had Nisuyin, the husband dies, or the husband gives her a get. Senechanami, then she remains Kshera, teet a Truma, she doesn't have a Shem Chalola. She's not a Mamtenis Labia Sasura anymore, so therefore now she becomes Muta.
Your Mishnah Dalid.
Kohen Gadol lo yisal mona. Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a widow. Bein almona min erisin, bein almona min nesuyin. Even if this isha was only married with kedushin, she didn't have nesuyin, husband died after erisin, bein min nesuyin, whether the husband made nesuyin with her, and then after that bia, like then the husband was nifta. So she becomes an almona, a kohen gadol is not allowed to marry her. Well, the Gemara says, learn this out, this daima to Grusha, just like the Kohen can't marry Grusha, Beimin Erasim, Menan Nesuyin, who did an Amon is also Beimin Erasim, Menan Nesuyin, to a Kohen Gadol. Then the Mishnah says, Vola Yises a Bageris. A Kohen Gadol could not marry a Bageris, that's a girl that's 12 and a half years old already. That's when she's 12 years old and she has Simon and she becomes a Nara, and then six months later, she becomes a Bageris. So 6 months after she became an Ara, and Allah reads what the Apostle says by Kohen Gadol, Vu'isha b'psule yikach. It has to be that she's a psula gemura. Mashenken, once she's 6 months already, a psula, she's 12 and a half, and then a psulim become smaller already, it's not called a complete psule, therefore Kohen Gadol cannot marry her. So he has to marry a girl when she's 12 years old. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, Machshim v'Begeres. Reb Lezer Shimon says, no, a Kohen Gadol is allowed to marry her by Geras, because the Maisa, she has a Niksas Pesulim. That's enough. But we don't pass like Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon. Then the other Mishnah says, Lo Yises Mukatzaitz. A Kohen Gadol cannot marry a girl that lost her Pesulim through a Mukatzaitz, means a piece of wood went into Isamakim and took out her Pesulim. That's not called Bipsuleho. Now the Mishnah says, Eris Es Halmona. Let's say a regular Kohen marries an Amona. A regular Kohen, a Kohen Hedyot, is allowed to marry an Amona. He just can't marry a Grusha. But if she became a widow, the Kohen is allowed to marry her. And now after the regular Kohen married her, made Kedushin with her, then this man Elias Kohen Gadol. Now this Kohen was appointed to be the Kohen Gadol. So Charles Louis, is he allowed to make Nisuin or not? Is there an Isha? Is there an Issa? And now that he's a Kohen Gadol, just like he can't make Kedushin, maybe he can't make Nisuin either. So Mishnah says, no, Yichnois, he's allowed to make Nisuin. Since he already made Kedushin Behetom, he's allowed to finish it off and make Nisuin. Oh, Maisa, what's happened the case? Be Yehoshua ben Gamlo, Shekidish es Morso bas Baisos, that he married Morso, the daughter of Baisos. After he made Kedushin, after Yeshua ben Gamla made Kedushin with her, the Melech appointed him to be a Kohen Gadol. And even though she was an Amon already, and still Ukenosa, still he made Nisuin afterwards. So you see, as long as the Kedushin was done by Hetam, there's no Issa by the Nisuin. What's going to be though, Shemeris Yovam Shenofel Lefnei Kohen Hedyot? Let's say there were brothers, both Kohanim, and one brother died, so his wife now falls to the other brother for Yibum. And now before he, so the Zika is Chal, but before he goes to make the Bi, before he makes Yibum, then his man Elias Kohen Gadol, they appointed this brother, the live one, now to become a Kohen Gadol. So Charlotte was allowed to be Miyabim or not, because she's an Amona. So here it says, Alpha P Shasaba Maimer, even if the brother, this Yofa, made the Maimer, made Kedushin with him, before he became a Kohen Gadol, still now, if he didn't make beer yet, Hareza Layichtis is not allowed to make Yibam with her. Why? Because even though he made Maim, that's only with the Rabbanan, but Midirais, he was not really married to her yet. The old Kedushim, the old Kenyan is Chal Midirais only Bishas the Bia. And therefore, since he was already appointed to be a Kohen Gadol, it's also to make the Kenyan in an Amona. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Kohen Gadol? He was already appointed to be the Kohen Gadol. Shemes Achiv, his brother dies. So what's the law? He can't be Miyabim because she's an Amona. So Lachar is Chaylitz v'lo Miyabim. He has to give a Chalitza though. We do not consider it to be an Erevah to say she's Poto, because it's only a Chayv Alav and Chayv Yaseh. It's not a Chayv Krisis. An Amona Kohen Gadol is not a Chayv Krisis. Therefore there's no Ptur in the actual Zika, and therefore you have to give a Chalitza Midiraisa. And also it's a chiddush, even though he's a Kohen Gadol, still he has to give a chalitza. Now it means that she's going to spit at him, not to chavadik, but still he has to give a chalitza. So Mishnah Hei, Kohen Hedyot lo yisa eilanus, meaning a regular Kohen should not marry an isha that can't have children. That's called an eilanus. Elim can only if Yesh la'ish, unless he already had a wife, uvonim, he had a wife for it, and he had children, so kind of mitzvah peruvu. Otherwise, he should not marry an islandess. And the Gemara says, really, according to the Tanakhama, who had been a regular Yisrael should not marry an islandess unless he already was mekayem the mitzvah peruvu. The reason why the Mishnah says an eishes a kain hedyit is from Yehuda's halacha. Let's see, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, afal pi sheyesh l'ish yavon. Yehuda says, no, a kain hedyit, even though already has a wife and he has children already, still lo yis islandess, he should not marry a lady that cannot have children. She's Zoyna Murvatara, because he knows that's called a Zoyna. And a Kain is not allowed to marry a Zoyna, even though she didn't do any Bias Issam, but since she can't have children, she has a shame Zoyna. So therefore, past the love of a Kain can't marry a Zoyna, therefore the Mishnah says a Kain Hedyit should not marry an Islandess. So according to the view, it's very good why it says the Mishnah Kain Hedyit. However, the Chomer and the Chomer argue on the Yud and say, no, the Chomer Maimrim, ain't Zoyna, no, she's not called the Zoyna, she didn't have any Bias Issam. A Zoyna is only called Elegiyaris, a Goya that was Mizgayer, Relsha Meshacharerus, a Shivcha Kananis that became freed, a Relsha Shenevela, Bilas Nus, Relsha regular Bas Yisrael, but if she had a Bias Nus, she had a Bias, she's also to somebody with high decreases, if from that Bia makes her into a Zoyna, then a Kohen can't marry him. But over here, just the fact that she's an island, she can't have children, we hold Avad Kain is allowed to marry her. And therefore it only depends that if he didn't have children yet, he shouldn't marry her, because he's supposed to be Mekayim the mitzvah for Ravu. But if he had children already, then he's allowed to marry her, and who had din, the same halacha would apply to a regular Yisrael. You hold the Mishnah Vav. La Yibotel Odom Mipiriv Rivium. A person should not be mevatel, should not stop from having children to be mekayim the mitzvah of Pur Ravu. Ela only imkem yesh lebonim, unless he has children already. Now, how many children do you have to mekayim the mitzvah of Pur Ravu? Beishami or Meshami says shnei zcharim. If you have two sons, with that you mekayim the mitzvah. And the Gemara says he learned it out from Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu had two sons. And then he was Pirish Meishtai, Mashmi Kaim the Mitzvah with two, Zecharim, two sons. Well, Beisilam, Mesilul says, no, you only Mekayim the Mitzvah, you have at least a Zachar Unikev, you have to have at least one son and one daughter. And Beisil learns it out from Briyas Olam, from Adam and Chava, that Zachar Unikev Boron, the Pasuk says, Mashmi, you only Mekayim the Mitzvah if you have a Zachar and a Unikev. Shinema, the Mishnah says, it says in the Pasuk, Zachar Nekeva Borom, like Hashem created them, Zachar Nekeva. Now the Mishnah says, Nosish, let's say a person marries his wife, Vishor Imo Esashonim, they lived together for 10 years, for Lo Yodan, still she did not give birth. So Lachar is, Einer Rasher Lebotli, is not allowed to be Mevatel and say, listen, I can't have children, that's all. But what he should do is either give her a get, and marry somebody else, or else keep her, and still marry somebody else. As Midirais, you're allowed to have two wives. It's only thinking the Rabbanu we don't have. But that's the eighth, either give her a get, or else marry another one. So the Mishnah says, Gershah, if you give your wife a get, Muteris Linos Liachashi, even though she lived with you for 10 years, she didn't have any children, she is allowed to get married also to somebody else. Because you have a right to say, maybe it was because of you she didn't have children, but maybe with another husband she will have children. The same thing, the second one that marries her, even though they don't have children right away, he has a right to wait for 10 years. Only after 10 years pass by the second marriage, and they don't have children, then the second one should give her a get also. What's going to be v'yimipilo, let's just say she has a miscarriage, is Moina Mishar Shapil. Then you start counting over again the 10 years from the time that she has the miscarriage. Now let's say you were married 5 years and she had a miscarriage. So now you have a right to stay in marriage with her another 10 years. You don't say after 10 years give her a get, but you have now like 15 years. You have 10 years from the time that she had the miscarriage. The Mishnah says, O Ish Mitzuv Al Piri of Riv, really the man, he has the mitzvah, he has the tzivut to have children. The Pasuk says in Bereishis, Puravu Milu Asaretz V'chibsu. And we dash in V'chibsu, that teaches us, She ish Darka Lichva, she has the mitzvah. But an isha does not have the mitzvah to have children. She's only mesayei, she helps her husband have children, but she doesn't have her own chiyuv. Avoloi isha, an isha is not mitzvah. This is the Tanakama. Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruchai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruchai says, al shnei mu'ayim, and al goes upon both of them, upon ish and isha, both have the chiyuv to have children. He says, because the pasuk says, "Vayivorach oisem alekim, vayoyim alehem alekim puruvu." Shem spoke to both of them. Mashma told them at the chava, both of them have the chiyuv to have children. But the ma'aseh, so we don't pass on the Yochanan Baruch, and we hold that Rachamim that an ish is mitzuva and not an isha. We're up to Perek Shvi Mishnah Aleph. Almona the kohen gadol. Let's say a kohen gadol doesn't have aveira and he marries in an almona, a widow. Or else, Gerusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedyot, the regular kohen, he doesn't have aveira, and he marries a Gerusha, it's also timidiraisa, or else the chalutza nisha and had chalitza, it's also midirabonin. Now, loch, what's going to be now? Hechinisa loy avde milug v'yavde tzorin barzel. Let's say this wife, this Gerusha d'amono, she owned avodim, and avod eved kenani. And now that she gets married, she brings it into her husband, and the eved now works for the husband. So locher is that avde milug loyer. The Mishnah will soon explain what's the difference between avde milug that like more or less still belongs to her, or avde tzarin the basless like strong like metal that like more belongs to him. We'll soon explain. So the Mishnah says that avde milug these avodim that still really belong to her, and if they die, it's her loss is loyerchla betruma. Like midrabbanan now, they're not lari truma. That since lemaisa. She really owns them, and she became a chalola. Now, the fact that she's a grusha, got married to a kohen, she became a chalola. So just like she can't eat truma, who had in her avodim also cannot eat truma. Where if she wouldn't have been a chalola, the locher is eved of a kohen could also eat truma. But now that she's a chalola, her eved cannot eat truma. Avdei tzoynu barzel, mashenken the avodim that's strong like metal. That means a more will soon see it belongs to the Baal. Then Yerchel, the Rabbanan left it that these avodim are allowed to eat truma, because they mainly belong to the husband, and since the husband can eat truma, therefore they could also eat truma. Now the Mishnah explains what's the difference. Yeluhein avdim ilug. You know what's called avdim ilug? Again, when Isha gets married, she brings in with her own avodim, and she makes a condition with the husband. That the husband is allowed to work. The husband has the payers of them, but she owns the goof. And therefore it says in Mace, let's say the Eva dies, Mace law, she has the loss, the Baal doesn't have to pay her, it's her loss. V'im Hosiru, let's say the price of the Avodim go up, Hosiru law, she gains on the deal. If later the Baal gives her a get, she gets it back and she has the value. Kumta says that really it's like in her Rishus, just the husband has the right to have the payers of it. So therefore, Alpha P, Shuchai, Bizanoyin, even though the husband has a chiyuv to feed them because he gets the paris, they work for him, still they're not allowed to eat from truma because they're called more brishus, the goof belongs to the isha, and since she is a chalolo, she can't eat truma, who had in her avodim could also not eat truma. But what's called an avodim that she brought in that's strong like metal, that means when she brings them in, they value, they praise them how much they're worth. And it's like a chiyuv now, the husband has, let's say they're worth $100. So it's like a chiyuv now to pay back to his wife $100 no matter what happens to them. That the Baal has the achrayis, and therefore the locher is, in Mesa, let's say the sever dies, in Mesa loy, the Baal has the loss. He has the chiyuv to pay his wife back $100 no matter what. The Mosiru, well, let's say they go up in value, they're worth now $120. The Baal gets the gain. The Baal only has a chiyuv to pay back $100 to his wife. That's like strong, like metal. She doesn't lose out. She'll always get back $100. If so, these are considered hoyel v'uchai b'chrusan. Since the Baal, he's the one that's chayim b'chrusan to take care of them. If they go up, they go down, they die. It's his loss, his gain. So more, it's more or less like in his rishus. And therefore, reyel yerchle b'truma. Just like the Baal is still lari truma, who had in his avodim now could also eat the truma. Now Mishnah Beis, what's going to be if it's a Bas Yisrael? She nises l'koyin. A Bas Yisrael that up until now was not able to eat truma, now she got married to a koyin, and now she's lari truma. Vechnisa loy avodim. And she brings in avodim when she gets married. Bein avdei melug, we say it's in her rishus, if it dies, she loses out. Bein avdei tzorin barza, where the avodim, it goes into the baal's rishus. Here's herei eli yachle b'truma. Now they're allowed to eat truma, because both she and husband is allowed to eat truma, and therefore the avodim also can eat truma. What's going to be a bas kohen shenisas l'Yisrael? Let's say a bas kohen that up until now she was lari truma, she's a kohanis, but she gets married to Yisrael that can't eat truma. So lochri she can't eat truma. Now calls him on, she's married to the Yisrael. The echnis aloyin she brings in now again. Bein avde melug, bein avde tzayin barzel is a reyelo loyechle b'truma. Both of these avodim are now lari truma now. Because just like she can't and the husband can't eat, he's a Yisrael, and she's in his Rishus right now. Therefore, both these Avodim also cannot eat a Truma. Mishnah Gimel. What's going to be Bas Yisrael, Shenisas Lekoyin Vemes? Bas Yisrael was not able to eat Truma. Now she got married to a Koyin. Now when she's married, she's allowed to eat Truma. But for a Mes, a husband, the Koyin dies. So what's the Loch? Is she still allowed to eat or not? So loch is venichum oberes. Let's say when the husband dies, she is pregnant from him. So loch is lo yoichlo avodeh betruma. That she doesn't have that her avodim cannot eat truma. Now the case is that she had other children already. Now since she had children, the loch is that she is still lari truma, even though her husband dies, even though she is a bas Yisrael. But since she was married to Kohen and she had children from him, Kol Zaman, her children are alive, she's a Lari Truma, still called like Hemshech of a husband, she's Lari Truma. But now that she's pregnant right now, there's a special locha now, Kol Zaman, she's pregnant right now, her Avodim cannot eat Truma. Meaning the Avdei Tzorin Barzol, they cannot eat Truma. Why not? So it says, Mepnei Chelkel Shaluba, because of the Chelek of the Uber. Because the loch is the avdei tzayin of barzel, that's like was brishus habal. So when the husband dies right now, his children yarshin them. Come to says when she's pregnant right now, the uber inside her fetus there, he also has a chelik in those avodim. He also has a chelik of yerusha in those avodim. It's hard to say it's a zocher inside. And now since he has a chelik, he like owns part of those avodim, and therefore those avodim that he has a chelik in cannot eat truma. You know why? The Mishnah says, she'uba poisel v'yeina meichel. Anuba, now the fetus, Kozman is not born yet, he has a koich to pass them, to stop them from eating truma, but v'yeina meichel, he can't make them eat yet. Poisel here means, let's say, she was a bas kohen that got married to Yisrael, and the husband died. So loch is she has no children, she's a bas kohen, she can eat truma. But now that she's pregnant, or if she had children already, she still can't eat truma. Let's say she had no children, she's pregnant right now. So loch is that she cannot eat truma right now, because the uber inside her is going to be a hemshech of the husband, and therefore it's still called Rishus Yisrael, she can't eat truma. So this much the uber has a koyach to pasla, to stop her from eating truma. But v'yeina machla can't do a positive thing, like in our case. If she's the Bas Yisrael that's married to a Kohen. And now the Kohen dies. And the Kohen left her Muberis. And less than the case where she didn't have any children yet. So if she doesn't have any children, she can't eat Truma. If she has children from a Kohen, she's Lari Truma. And now she's pregnant. So luckily she can't eat Truma yet. The Uber inside her is not Michael but Truma until she gives birth. The apostle says, V'yelid Beisa Heim Yoichlum. So we darshin Yilud Michael only if he's born already. But Shein Yilud is named Michael. So that's what the Mishnah says, that these Avodim cannot eat Truma, because really Medin Yerusha, this Uber Yashin's the Avodim. And since he's the owner of them, he cannot be Michael them, but Truma, therefore Manasafu, they cannot eat Truma. Divrei Reb Yosi, these are the words of Reb Yosi. Omru Loi, so Racham said back to Reb Yosi, Mei Achar She'ar Tolonu, Abbas Yisrael Lekoyin. After you said you read this now, when a Bas Koyin gets married to a Bas Yisrael gets married to a Koyin, then we have this halacha, she's Muberis, that she's not Michael the Avodim, is maybe Af Bas Koyin Lekoyin. The same thing should apply, even which is a Bas Koyin married to a Koyin, also if a Mason Koyin dies, should also be the same halacha, Venich Muberis, and the Koyin left her pregnant. Should be the same halacha that the avodim should not be able to eat truma now. You know why? because this uber has occurred to Yashin the Yavodim, and then, since he yashins them, they have to eat machmas his koich, and that's the cloud that an uber cannot be Michael. So according to your cheshbon, even if a bas kain got married to a kain, it should also be the same halacha. It's the Mishnah Dalid. Her uber means if an isha is pregnant, like we had the Mishnah before, or else for her yovim, in the case that the yovim, the brother that's alive right now, is Yisrael, and the wife of his brother that zokuked him is a bas kain. So in this case, as soon as the Mishnah says that they cannot eat truma, or else for erusin, lest the only made kedushin, not nisuin of a kohen, made kedushin with the bas Yisrael. They didn't make nisuin yet. Only erusin, she cannot eat truma yet. Or else we have cherish. Means let's say a bas Yisrael married a kohen that's a cherish, that he can't hear and he can't talk, and therefore his kedushin is not midiraisam. It's only midivrei seifrim. Who adinu ben etesh shan v'yoymechod? Or else a boy that when he's 9 years old, then his bia is called the bia, is alocha poislin. All these people, they pass a labas kain from eating truma. And also it says, v'loy machilin, they're not meichel, if it's a bas Yisrael, and he's a kain, he's not meichel to eat truma, all these cases. Now this last case of a ben tisha shen of yamechod, let's say means a mamzer, had bia with a bas kain. So his bia right now passes him that she's not Lari Truma anymore. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Sofik Shu Ben Teisha Shem of Yemechod, Sofik Sheinoi? So we'll soon see the locher is it have to go to Chumra and it does passel. Same thing, what's going to be Sofik Hevi Shte Cyrus, Sofik Shlehevi? Even if the boy is 13 years old, but we have a Sofik, if he has two Cyrus, he has a Shem Godel or not? Nor is he's a Yisrael, and he's Mekadish Shabbas Koyim, so even though it's a Sofik where the Gedushin is Chal or not, because if he doesn't have Shtei Saris, his only Yikotin, the Gedushin is not Chal, but when our Sofik though, she becomes possible to Truma. Now what's going to be a case of Nofal Habayis Olov V'Albas Ochiv? Let's say house caves in upon a husband and his wife. Now this husband had two wives. One was a stranger, and one was his brother's daughter. So now it depends who dies first. If the husband died first, so now his two wives fall to Yibum to his brother, and therefore since one of them is his daughter, they're both potter from Yibum. But if the house fell upon his wife first, upon his brother's daughter, so now that she died first, so then when the husband dies, Lamaisa there's a mitzvah Yibum on the second wife. So again, Nofal Habayis Olov on him, on the husband, and on his wife, which was V'Abbas Ochiv, his brother's daughter. V'en Yudu, we do not know, Eze Meis Rishon, which one died first? Did the husband die first, and then there's the Ptur on Yibum? Or did she die first, and then the Chayiv on Yibum? So Locher is Tzarosa, the second wife of your brother, Chaletz is Legmas Yabemis. The brother that's alive now, he has to give a Chalitza, because it's a Sufik, whether she has a Zika or not. You have to go to Chum and she has to receive Chalitza, but Avad of Eloi Misi Abemis. Because maybe she's a Tzoros Erva, she'll be also to you to make Yivam. Now Mishnah, Ha'inis, if a man is an honest, forces the girl to have Znus with her, Rosper Mafati talks her into it, the kids he has Znus, he lives with her, but they do not get married, or else Va'ashoita, if the man is a Shoita, even if he marries, Ha'locher is Loi Poislim Loi Machilim. Let's say it's a Yisrael that's manas a bas kain. So since the Kedushin he did not marry, he only forced her, or else he was a shaita, the Kedushin is not chal, so he does not pasla from eating truma. And who would then v'lei machilin? Let's say it's a kain that was manas a bas Yisrael. Let's say it's a kain shaita that married a bas Yisrael. So he's not maichalo because the Kedushin is not chal. But let's say v'yemeinam ruim lover b'Yisrael. Let's say this man was a mamzer, that he's not fit to marry to Yisrael, so then Arayelu Paislin, if a mamzer was Ma'anis, a bas kohen, so she becomes possible not to marry a kohen. Ketzan, what's the case talking about? Yisrael Shoboa bas kohen. Let's say Yisrael live with a bas kohen, Bo'enis, or Bepito, or else he's a shaitam, so Lorchris Teicha Betruma, she's still Lari Truma. Since the Kedushin is not Chal, she's Lari Truma. Ibro, let's say she becomes pregnant now, this bas kohen, from this via that he saw as manasa. So Lachra is now like Techa Betruma, she can't eat Truma when she's in Ubra. Because that the Mishnah says before, the Uba Paselsa, that's an Uba from a Basis, from a Ben Yisrael, and therefore she can't eat Truma. Nechtach Uba b'meyeho, let's say the Uba was taken out, so then Toicha, then she's allowed to eat Truma miyad right away. What's going to be Koyein Shabu Abas Yisrael? Let's say the man was a Koyein, he's Ma'anis, he lives with Abas Yisrael. So Lachur is like Toicha b'Truma, she can't eat Truma, she's not married to the Koyein, she can't eat Truma. Even if she comes pregnant right now, but still like Toicha, like we had before, an Uba is not Michael the mother. But Yolda, let's say she gives birth right now, so this kid is called the Koyin, then the Lachur is Toichel, she's Lari Truma because of a son. Nimtza comes out that Koichel Shoben is Godu Mishalav. The strength of the son is even greater than the strength of the father. Because over here the father cannot be Michael since it wasn't to be a Shel Kedushin. He wasn't Mekadosh, it can't be Michael. Mashenkin, the child that she has, that could be Michael. Now the Mishnah says, "O Eved, Pashim is an Eved Kenani, Paisel Mishum Bia. If he has B, he lives with a Bas Koyin, so he passes, so she comes like a Zoynom, she's Paisel to eat Truma. But Viena Paisel Mishum Zera, just because of a child they have, that does not pass the teeth." And Mishnah will soon explain what does this mean. Kate said, what's the case? That Bas Yisrael a Koyin, a regular Bas Yisrael got married to a Koyin. Or else, oi, a Bas Koyin Yisrael, a Bas Koyin get married to a Yisrael. And right now she cannot eat Truma. And the older man of Ben, they had a child, so also she can't eat Truma. For Olacha Ben, this son goes now, the Nichba Shala Shivcha, he lives with a Shivcha Kenanis. The older man of Ben, and they have a child, is Harei's Eved, this kid is called an Eved. Because the Vlad, the son, child of a Shivcha, is like, it has a shame Eved, doesn't go after the father, goes after the Shivcha, so the kid is called an Eved. Well, this is the case here, the last case of Bas Koyin got married to Yisrael. So Kol Zman, she's married to Yisrael, she's possibly Truma. She has a son, Kol Zman, the son is alive, also she's possibly. So again, the case that the Mishnah says that this an Eved is not Pasha Mishum Zera, meaning here where this Bas Koyin got married to Yisrael. So she's Pasul to eat Truma. They had a son. So even though her husband dies, calls the man, this son is alive, she can't eat Truma. Now this son went and lived with a Shivcha and had a son. And then the first son dies. So now, really? Let's see what the Mishnah says now. The Mishnah says now, Hoysa Eim Oviv Bas Yisrael Akoyin. That was this case. That Eim Oviv means the mother of the father of this Eved. It means the son of the mother. And she was married to Bas Yisrael to Akoyin. So Lachur is Lotecha b'Truma. She's not Lari Truma. Even though she's a Bas, there's a Bas Yisrael to a Koyin. So Lachur is Lotecha b'Truma. Now the grandmother's not Lari Truma. Even though when she was married to the Koyin, she's allowed to. And even if the Koyin dies, if she has a son, she's allowed to. But now the son also died. And all that left over was just an Eved. And Eved is not a Koyin. And therefore the grandmother cannot eat Truma. What's going to be the opposite way? Bas Koyin Yisrael. That the grandmother was a Bas Koyin, and she got married to Yisrael, and they had a son, and that son lived with a Shivcha, and they have an Eved from that. So even though the Eved is still alive, Toicha b'Truma, she's Lari Truma, this is the case that the Zera, an Eved does not pass on Mishum Zera. And therefore she's called the Bas Koyin, she's allowed to go back to father's house and eat Truma. Even though when she was married to the Yisrael and when she had a first son, she was also to eat Truma, but when the husband and the first son died, all that's left is just this Eved, that's the Loch, and Eved does not pass on Mishum Zera, she's allowed to go back and eat Truma. Now the Mishnah says, Mamzer Poiso L'Michel, a Mamzer his beer could pass L'Nisha, Mashenkin who are then, he could be Michael also. Kate said, what's the case? Let's say it's a Bas Yisrael L'Kain. A Bas Yisrael got married to a Koyin, and now that she's married, she's allowed to eat Truma. Or else a Bas Koyin li Yisrael. A Bas Koyin got married to Yisrael, now she cannot eat Truma. The older Hemenu Bas, and they had a daughter. For Holcha Bas v'nisais li Eved. And this daughter went and got married to an Eved, or la Goya to a Goy. The older Hemenu Ben, and they had a son, Sarezer Mamzer. That son is called a Mamzer. But now Mishnah goes, this is the Machlekes, now Mishnah goes according to Mahan Yomad holds that a Goy or a Nevad lizard, a Bas Yisrael, half Vlad is a Mamzer. The Mayas Halacha we hold no, the Vlad is not a Mamzer, it's only by Chayv the Krisis. Over here is no Tfisus Kedushin, the kid is not a Mamzer. But our Mishnah knows, yes, the kid is a Mamzer. So what's the Halacha now? Hoy Se'im Imoy Bas Yisrael Akoin, if the Mamzer's grandmother was a Bas Yisrael that got married to a Kain, Halacha is Teicha B'Truma. She is Ladi Truma, even though a husband dies and a daughter dies. But Lamaisa, this is a grandson, even though it's called a Mamzer. Lamaisa, he has a Shem Kayin, and it's Michael Bitruma. That the grandmother, even though she's a Bas Yisrael, but there's still a Zero from a Kuna, and therefore the grandmother is still a Truma. What's going to be the opposite way? Let's say it was a Bas Kayin Yisrael, the grandmother was a Kayin, and she got married to Yisrael. So Locher is L'Techa B'Truma, she cannot eat Truma. Because there's still a child, now the Mams is still called the Zera, it's called the child of the Yisrael, and therefore she still cannot eat Truma. Mishnah Vav. Kohen Godel Pomim Shu Paisel. Means sometimes even a Kohen Godel could pasel his grandmother from eating Truma. What's the case, Ketzad? Let's say Bas Kohen Li Yisrael. Started out that a Bas Kohen got married to Yisrael, so she can't eat Truma now. The older man of Bas, and they had a daughter. So even though the father dies, the husband dies, but since there's a daughter, the mother could still not eat truma. Volcha Bas v'nisas the kain. This daughter goes and gets married to a kain. The older man of Ben, and they have a son, is harei zeh royalius kain godel. This son right now is a regular kain, and he could even be a kain godel. I made stand of Mishamash, Gabi Mizbech, he could do the avoid on the Mizbech. Still, Michael es imoy, or Poistel es same imoy. As his mother, Taka, he's Michael, because the Maisa, he's the Ben of a Kain, and therefore, the mother right now has a son from the Kain, therefore she can still eat Truma. But a Poistel es same imoy, but the grandmother is possible to eat Truma because of this Kain. Because the Maisa is a continuation of the Zera of the grandfather of Israel, and therefore the Bas Kain can still not eat Truma because of this son, even though the son is a Kashra Kain, fit to be a Kain Godel. And this people say, Leikibni Kain Godel, to not have a son like my grandson is a Kain Godel, Truma. It could be that he passes me to eat from Truma. Again, the grandmother was a Bas Kain, she got married to Israel. And since she has a grandson now, some else look to a continuation of her husband, the Yisrael, and therefore this grandmother, this Bas Kohen, cannot eat Truma because of the Kohen Gadol. Yeah, Rupta Perek Shmini. Mishnah says, Orel, a Kohen, that's an Orel, means he did not have a bris milah even because his brother died because of Mila, but Lamai said his Kohen does not have a bris milah yet, Reus V'chol HaTemeim. Any kind that's Tomei, the locher is lo yerchla b'truma, they're not allowed to eat truma right now. And the Gemara dashim psukim for this. The locher is nesheim v'yavdeim, their wives, the wife of an oral, or else they're avodim. The locher is then yerchlo b'truma, they're allowed to eat truma. Because lemaisi is a kain, and therefore Ashes kain is allowed to eat truma, she's not Tomei. And the word didn't evad of a kain is also allowed to eat truma, so they're allowed to eat truma. Petsua Dako Khrushchevcha. Let's say this Kohen now became a Petsua Dako Khrushchevcha, a Kohen now that by his, he's not able to have children. We'll soon explain what this means. So Locher is Hein V'Yavdeim, them, and their Avodim is Yoichlo, still their Ladi Truma, doesn't pass to the Kohen, he's still Ladi Truma. But the Nishayim Dola Yoichlo, but the wives are not Ladi Truma, if they have beer with them now, since it's a lav, the pasuk says la yovei psuadaka v'krushuvcha bekal Hashem. So therefore, if he lives with his wife now, she becomes a chalala. She's pasul tichuma. Vim la yoda. Let's say he does not live with his wife. Mishenasa psuadaka v'krushuvcha after he became a psuadaka v'krushuvcha. So lach rizen a real yerfli. She's still lari truma. Maisa, she's an aishas kain. She didn't become a chalala. She's lari truma. Now the Mishnah explains Mishnah Beis. Ezeyu Ptsuadaka, what's called the Ptsuadaka, the Torah gives a love. He's not allowed to marry now Bas Yisrael. Kol Shenivtsu HaBeitzim Shloim. If his Beitzim on the bottom were Nivtsu, cracked open, and even just one of them, and even only one of them, oh, that's called Ptsua Daka, what got crushed. What's called Krush Shovcha? That means Kol Shenichras HaGid, his Avera's Gid was cut off. V'yim Nishtai, it was left over, Meha Torah, from the crown that goes around on top, Afilu Kachut HaSara, even the smallest amount, like Kachut HaSara, is kosher, is not called Krush Shovcha, he's still mutter to stay married or to marry Abbas Yisrael. Now, Ptsua Daka, Krush Shovcha, Mutorim v'giyoris, it's only allowed, they cannot marry a Bas Yisrael, says Liova v'kal Hashem, but they're allowed to marry a giyoris, or also m'shachrara, so Shivcha became freed. V'yena ma'asur melim alova v'kal, it's only also allowed for them to get married to a kahal, to someone that's a regular Bas Yisrael. Like the Pasuk says, lo yovei ptsua dako krushovcha v'kal Hashem. And this is the Chiddush in Mishnah, that a ger, or Shivcha m'shachraris, they're not the chlal kal Hashem, because kal gerim ain't accruing kahal. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Amoini o Moavi asurim. For an Amoini o Moavi, it's also for them to come to kal Yisrael, even if them is Gair, and it's also for a Bas Yisrael to marry them, it's an Yisraelim. All the generations down, even the 10th generation, it's also for Bas Yisrael to marry an Amoini o Moavi. That's called the Yisur and Yisraelim. The rest is forever. Alva nikvaisehim. But an Amoinis, or Moavis, is if them is Gair, Mutoros miyad, or Ben Yisrael is let to marry a Moavis or a Amoinis. We darshed in the posik that Amoini for loy, loyove Amoini Moavi b'kal Hashem. So we darshed in the afkan Amoini for loy and Amoinis. Now Mitzri v'yadoimi, a Mitzri and Adoimi, Einam asur mele at shalosh doros. Echot schorim echon akevis, whether it's a zocher or it's an akevim, for three generations they're also to marry a bas Yisrael or ben Yisrael. Means after the mizgayir, if a mitzri is mizgayir, he's called the mitzri rishon. He's also to marry a bas Yisrael or a ben Yisrael. He can only marry a ger. Then they have a child, that's called the mitzri sheni. Then they have the grandchild, that's called the mitzri shlishi. A mitzvah shlishi is mutter to marry a regular Bas Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon matres nekevis miyad. Rabbi Shimon says no, that a mitzvah is mutter to marry a Ben Yisrael right away after she is in his gayer. Amr Rabbi Shimon, says, listen, have a kalvachayma, kalvachayma advarm, abinu kalvachayma. Umarim b'mokim shosras aschor misraelim. Maduch labayin amayini moavi. That the zachar is awesome even after 10 generations loilom. Hitras nekevis miyad. You're allowed to marry an amayinis. Right away, if so, Malkim Shle Yosras Aschor Melo Acholos Doris by a mitzvah in Adoyimah that there are even the Zochras only Yosra the first three generations. Is any then isn't the Svarah to say Shenatras Nakevus Miyad that a mitzvah should be mutter to marry a Ben Yisrael right away as soon as she's Mizgayer? Or Mulay the Chama say back, Yeah, Malach and the Kabbalah, this is Allah Moshe Messin will be Mekabbalah, then a Hanami. But v'midladin, if you're only one of the kabbalchem like a svara, I could argue yes, shuv is an answer. Omalehem, so Rabbi Shimon said back, loy ki aloch and yom, serving over aloch. That's why he was mekabel from his rebbe. But the ma'isa aloch is not like Rabbi Shimon. Mamzerin unesinin asurim they're also to marry to a kal Yisrael v'yisur nesalim loylam they're also to marry. Echad zchorim echad nekevus whether zocher is a mamzer whether mamzer is. They're also to marry into Kal Yisrael. We had before, they can marry a Ger or they can marry a Shivcham, but they cannot marry into Kal Yisrael, a regular Ben Yisrael, a regular Bas Yisrael. Yeah, Mishnah Dalet. Omer Rabbi Yeshua. Yeshua says that Shemati I heard Shehasaurus. A Saurus is a man that's sterile and can't have children. That Chaylet still he could give Chalitza. In other words, if his brother dies and he leaves over wife without children, so he could give a chalitza kosher. The cholts and lishta, and if he dies, his when he has brothers and he have no children, so then the brother could give her chalitza, the cholts and lishta. And you also heard over, though, we have saurus leichoitz, leicholtz and lishta. You also heard over that a man that's sterile, that can't have children, that he can't give chalitza, and he don't have to give chalitza to his wife. And the ain't the leforish, Rabbi Shua says he does not explain this, you're the stiridika halacha. So on this, Amr Rabbi Kiva says, and the Eforish, I'll explain it to you. There are two different types of sarisim. there's a Saurus Adam Cholitz. That means a Saurus Adam means it has something happened to him later on in life. He was born a normal, healthy man, and something happened to him later that became sterile. So then the Halacha is Cholitz. He could give Chalitza to his Yavama, and V'cholzen Lishtav, he is Mace, that the other brothers could give Chalitza to his wife. Why? The Mishnah says, V'nei Shehoi Soloi Shasa Kosho, because there was a time when he was kosher for the mitzvah Yibum. There was a time when he was healthy, and therefore it's not poker from him the mitzvah of Yibum, at least to give Chalitza. Mashenkein Soros Chama, a Soros from Chama means from the son, meaning he never saw the son when he was healthy, meaning B'nei Ima in his mother's stomach he was born a Soros. So such a person who never had a Shasa Kosho, so by him the din is Leichonis, he can't give Chalitza. And Leicholtzon Lishtu, we did not give Chalitza to his wife when he's mace, there's no mitzvah Yibum. Why? Mepnei Shlohoysa Leshasa Kosho, never had a time that he was fit for the mitzvah of Yibum. So this is Rabbi Kiva's pshat. Rabbi Lezer Meleza says, "Loi, it's not like this. Ki rather, loi ki ela rather saris chama chaylitz. A person that was born a saris, he was born this way from birth. He was sterile. Then he could give chalitza. V'chol salishta is a mitzvah chalitza on his wife. Why? B'fnei sheyesh l'refuam, because possible to heal him. Ma'ashenkein saris sodim. Something happened to him later on in life." That he made himself sterile. Then the halacha is, loy cholos v'loy cholos lishtoy, that he's not in the parsha of Yibum, he can't give chalitza. Why? Mifnei shein l'refuah. There's no refuah, you can't heal him anymore. If he did it to himself, he ruined himself, he can't fix it anymore. This is Rebbe Lez's pshat, the opposite of Rebbe Kiva. Now the Mishnah says, Heyid Rebbe Yeshua. Rebbe Yeshua said over Edis, Heyid Rebbe Yeshua ben Beseiro, Abbas Magusas. Al ben Magusas, on the son of Magusas, Shoyib Rishalayim Soros Odom, that he was a Soros Odom, he happened to himself later, after he was born, later on in life, came a Soros, and the Maisa was V'yivmes Ishtoy, they made Yivm on his wife, when he was Mace without children, so the brothers made Yivm on his wife, Lekayim Divra Rabbi Kiva, to stand with the Halacha from Rabbi Kiva, Zechil Tuna Cholitz, between a Soros Chamo and a Soros Odom. A Soros Odom, since he had a Shasa Kosho, he's in the Chalal, the Mitzvah of Yibam. The Maisa, that's Lach, we pass him like Rabbi Kiva. Mishnah, HaSoros Loi Choylitz V'Loi Miyabim. A sterile man, which means, according to the last Pesach, a Soros Chamo, he was born this way, so Loi Choylitz, he can't give Chalitza to Yavoma, V'Loi Miyabim. And when he dies without children, there's no Mitzvah Yibam for his wife. V'chein Eilanis, the same thing, Eilanis, that's an Isha that cannot give birth, cannot have children. It's an Eilanis, the same thing, Loi Choletzes, she cannot receive Chalitza, V'loi Misyabemis, and there's no Mitzvah Yibam on her. The Pasuk says, V'oya B'chora She'telid, so V'dash and Prat Lailanis, She'ni Ledis, the Mitzvah Yibam is only on Yavama that can give birth, not if she's an Eilanis, she can't give birth. So again, Loi Choletzes, Loi Misyabemis. Hasoris shecholas liyavimtoi, a man that was a soris that gave chalitza to his yavimtoi. The churus means a soris chama at the beginning of the Mishnah. Like a kiva, there's no mitzvah chalitza at all, and therefore let's say that he did give chalitza. Hasoris shecholas liyavimtoi gave chalitza to his yavamam. The locher is loy psola. She does not come posa lakuna because his chalitza is not called a chalitza. What's going to be bolo? Let's say the soris lives with his yavamam. So Locher is then Psula, then he passes off from Kuna. Why? Bivnei she bilas nus, because it's a bias nus, since she's osetim, mishum an erva veshesach shebe makim mitzvah, so that's called the bias nus, that's a bias of a chayim v'krisis, that makes her into a zayna, and therefore she's possible to marry to a kain. And the same thing the Mishnah says, v'chein eilanis, let's say a brother dies and his wife is an eilanis, she can't have children, so shechol tzolachach, let's say the brothers gave a chalitza, lepesolu, she does not become posel to a kain, because that chalitza is not a chalitza, there's no mitzvah yibim, she's mutter to marry kain. Ba'alua, let's say they live with her, they made yibim with her, then pesolua, then that be if the brothers made yibim with her, that's an erev v'tekei shesach, it's a makim chorus, and therefore she comes to zayna. Bivnei shebilosa bilaznus, because that be as nus, there's no het, there's no mitzvah yibum, therefore she becomes a zayna. Mishnah Vov. Suris Chama Kain. a kohen that was born a saros, he was born, he was sterile, he couldn't have children. She'enos a bas Yisrael, he gets married to a bas Yisrael. So even though he can't have children, ma'achila b'truma, l'maisis, his ishtoi, he's allowed to marry her. It's called kinyan kaspa, it's called kinyan kaspa, it's called ishtoi, and therefore she's allowed to eat truma. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Imrim, Rabbi Yossi Shimon both say that androgynous kohen, a kohen that's an androgynous that he has both simonim, the suffix whether he's an isha, whether he's an isha. So an androgynous kohen, shenos a bas Yisrael, he married a bas Yisrael, is also machila b'truma, she's allowed to eat truma. Nars Rabbi Yossi Shimon holds, even though this person has both simonim, Simoni Nikev and Simoni Zohar, he has a loch of a man, he has a loch of a Zohar. And therefore, it's like a Kohen that married a Bas Yisrael, and she's Lari Truma now. However, the Gemara has brought down a Braisa that Rabbi Yossi is Chayza, and Rabbi Yossi holds no, not Droignis, is called the Beria Bifna Yatzma, and therefore, though he's a Lari Truma, but here the wife, it's a Suffolk, whether it's Kedushin or not, and therefore she is not Lari Truma. Rabbi Yehuda says, Tumtum. Tumtum, that's a person that his simonim is covered up. So it's not nikar, whether he's a zoch or whether he's nekeva. That mukam there is covered up, there's a skin over it. Shenikro, and then later on in life it's cut off, we cut that skin, gets cut off. Venim to zoch, he's found to be a zoch. So locher is, lo yachloitz, he can't make chalitza. Let's say his brother died, and he wants to make give him on his wife, so he can't make chalitza, wife of Neshu Kesaris. He has luck like a Saris, he was born like a Saris. Such a person cannot have children, he has luck like a Saris Chama, he cannot give chalitza. However, the luck is not like Yib Yudah, because the oldest person is like he was born healthy, just later when he cut the skin there, Shenikra, he became a Saris then. So it's called like a Saris Odom, that he's kosher to make chalitza. Now the Mishnah says, Androgynous, that's this person that's a suffolk, whether he's a zoch or a keva. Not Mishnah goes as loch like a zochor, and therefore noise, he's allowed to marry an isha. Avoloinis is not allowed to be married by a man, because he has a loch of a zochor. Reb Lezer says, Androgynous, chayov molov skilo ka zochor. As he also said, this Androgynous has loch of a zochor, and therefore somebody has a mishkeve zochor with him, someone lives with him like a zochor, so without the chayiv skila, it's called mishkevei zochor, the chayiv skila. The Gemara's mashm, it's only if they come into him on his zachrus. But if they come into him on his nekevus, zmakam nekevus, without they would not be chayiv misa. You're up to the ninth perek. Mishnah Aleph. Yesh mutoris labalehim v'yasuras liyivmehen. There are some noshim, some ladies, that they're mutter to their own husband, but if the husband dies without children, they're also for Yibum, they're also to their brother-in-laws. Mutoris liyivmehem, some wives are mutter to their brother-in-laws, but for Yasuris labaleim, but they were also to their own husband when he was alive. And some are mutoris leilu leilu, that's most of them, that just like they're mutter to the husband, when the husband dies without children, now there's a Mrs. Yibum to the brother, they're mutter to both. And the Asuras Leilu B'Leilu, there are some Noshim that just like they're also to their own husband, who are dim when the husband dies, they're also to the Yavam Tzvi Yibam. Now the Mishnah explains, V'yelu Mutoris L'Baleim V'yasuras L'Vmeim. These are the Noshim that were mutter to their own husband, but now that the husband dies, they're also for their brother-in-law. That's Koyin Hedyit Shenoses Almona. Let's say this almona was married to a regular kohen. A kohen's allowed to marry an almona. And now the kohen dies, and v'yesh layach kohen gadol. His brother is a kohen gadol. A kohen gadol is also to an almona. So this almona, now this yavam, she's also to the yavam, even though she was mutter to husband. What's going to be cholol shenosok sheiro? Cholol means a kohen that was born from a psule kuna. So he himself became a cholol. Let's say his father married a Gerusha, so he becomes a Cholul. And now this Kohen, this Cholul, married a Kshera, a Nisha that's kosher to get married to a Kohen. And V'yesh Le'ach kosher, he has now another brother that's kosher to get married, that's not a Cholul. So this is the case that she was mutter to a husband, even though the husband was a cholol, but there's no issa for an ishik shera to get married to a cholol. But through this bia, she became a cholola. So now for Yibum, she's also to the brother, because he's a kayin, and therefore he's not allowed to marry a cholola, therefore it's his possible he's also to the Yavama. What's going to be Yisrael shenosa bas Yisrael? A Yisrael married a regular bas Yisrael. V'yesh layach mamzer, and he has a brother that's a mamzer. So here, his wife was mutter to him, but when he dies, there's no the mitzvah yibum, she's also to a brother-in-law, because he's a mamzer, and mamzer's also to bas Yisrael. What's going to be mamzer shenosa mamzeres? So they're mutter to one another. But v'yesh layach Yisrael, he has a regular brother Yisrael. So all these cases, mutaris labalayim, even though when they married the first time, she was mutter to a husband, a mamzeris is mutter to a mamzer, but via seriously of mayim. Now that the mamzer died, the brother that's alive is nach kosher, he's also to get married to a mamzeris. See, these are all cases that when they were first married, she was mutter to a husband, and now when the husband dies, she's also to the yavam. Mishneh Beis. V'yelu mutaris liyivmehen, v'yasiris labalayim. These are the wives that they were also to their own husband, but now that the husband died, they're muta to the brother-in-law. Koyen godol shekidish es amon. Let's say Koyen godol got married to an amona. So it was an issa, he's not going to marry an amona. And v'yesh liyach koyen hedyet, his brother that's alive now, is a regular koyen. So when the Koyen Gadol dies, this Isha now, his wife, is muta for Yibam. She's muta to get married to the Ach, to regular Koyen Hedyet. What's going to be kosher shenosa chalolo? A Koyen that's kosher got married to a chalolo. So the locher is, she's also to him. A Koyen's not allowed to marry a chalolo. And v'yesh layach cholol. But then when he dies, the brother that's alive is a cholol. A cholol is allowed to marry a cholola. See, again, she's mutter to the yavam, even though she was also to a husband. What's going to be Yisrael shenosa mamzeres? Yisrael married a mamzeres b'issa. She's not allowed to live with a husband. And then when the husband dies, v'yesh layach mamzer, he has a brother that's a mamzer. So now she's mutter for yibum to the mamzer. What's going to be mamzer shenosa bas Yisrael? A mamzer married a bas Yisrael. The bias was the bias issa. She's also to husband. V'yesh layach Yisrael. Now when the mamza dies, the brother that's alive is a regular Yisrael. So she's muta to the yavam. So these are all cases of muteris liyivmeyim, that this isha now is muta to the yavam, to the brother-in-law, even though v'yasuras labaleim, they were also to their own husbands. Now, asuras leilu v'leilu, where's the case where the Isha was also both to her own husband and to the Yavim? That's a Koyen Gadol Shenosa Samona. A Koyen Gadol married an Amona. It was a Bias Issa. She's also to her husband. V'yesh Layach Koyen Gadol. And then the Koyen Gadol dies, they appointed his brother to be the Koyen Gadol. So he is also to this Amona. A Koyen Hedyet Kosher Shenosa Chalola. Let's say a Koyen Hedyet that was Kosher married a Chalola. So she's also, it's a Kedushin of Issa. And V'yesh Layach Kosher, the brother, now after he dies, the brother alive is also a Kayin Kosher. So he's also the Chalala. This is the case. This Chalala is also both to husband and to the Yavam. What's going to be Yisrael Shenosa Mamzeres? A regular Yisrael married a Mamzeres. It's a Bias Issa. V'yesh Layach Yisrael, and even after he dies, the brother that's alive is Vaita, a Kosher Yisrael. So she's also, this mamzeres is also both to husband and to the yavam. What's going to be a mamzer shenosa bas Yisrael? The first husband was a mamzer to be a sister. She's also to husband. V'yesh leach mamzer, but he also has another brother that's a mamzer. And now when the first mamzer dies, so the yibum, she falls to the second mamzer, v'ayti she's also. So these are all cases of asuras li'elu v'leilu, that this isha, she's also to a husband, and she's also to the husband's brother, to the yavam. V'shaka anashim, all other cases, normal cases, mutaris labaleim levimeyem, and regular cases, that the isha was mutter to her own husband, and then when the husband dies, there's a Mrs. Yib, now she's mutter to the brother. Mishnah Gimel, Shini Yais Medivrei Seifrim. These are ladies that are also to you midirabbonin. Midirabbonin, they have a din, erva. Like Lamosha, your grandmother, midiraisi, she's mutter to you, it's only also midirabbonin. So that's called shniyos. The ladies that are also to you midin dirabbonin is shniya labal. It's possible that she was also to a husband. She was an erva midirabbonin to a husband, but v'loi shniya liyavam. She was not an erva to the brother-in-law. Like, let's say she's a grandmother to the husband, but she's not a grandmother to the Yavam. Notice they're brothers from the same father, not from the same mother. So the locha is Asura Labal, even though she's also to her own husband. When the husband dies, though, Umateras Liyavam, she's mutter to the Yavam, they can make mitzvahs Yavam. What's going to be Shinir Liyavam? Let's say this lady is a Shinir. She's also with the Rabbanim with the Nerva to the Yavam, to the brother-in-law. But for Loi Shinir Labal, but she was not also to her own husband. Okay, it's the opposite way. She's a mother-in-law to the brother, but not to her husband. So Locher is Asur Liyavam. When the husband dies, the Yavam is also to make Yibam Midrabbanin, but a Materas Labal, she's allowed to live with her husband. What's going to be Shni Lezeh Lezeh? She's an heir from Midrabbanin to both of them. So Locher is Asur Lezeh Lezeh. She's also to live with her own husband. When husband dies, there's also to make Yibam. You have to make Halitza. Ain lo in such a case, the Shniya. When the husband now gives her a get, so ain lo like suba leper, she doesn't deserve to get a suba, because it was the kedushin was done biyisam for leper, she doesn't get the peris. So it means even though the Baal had the right teeth from her nixim milug, the property that she brought in, the Baal had the right teeth to peris, and now this giving her a get, the loch is he doesn't have to pay her for the peris that he ate. For loy mizoynois means the husband doesn't have to feed her. Not when he's alive, and not liacha moise, she doesn't get from the Yerusha. V'loi b'loi, she doesn't get the old clothing. Like if the Baal used her nichse melug, even though he ruined them, he doesn't have to pay for it. Why? Because she would then in Issa, the nisuin was done by Issa. They have Vlad kosher, if they have a child though, the kid is even kosher lakuna. Because since there's not a nisse deraisa, the kid's not a mamza, the kid's not posol lakuna. But for Kaifun Isa Lahitzi, we forced the husband to give her a get. Since the Maisa is an Issa Shnias with the Rabbanan, we forced him to give a get. Al Mon Lakain God, let's say, now a Kain God that gets married to an Amon, he does an Issa. Or else Gerusha Vachalutz Lakain Hedyat, the regular Kain marries a Gerusha, it's not some of the Raisa, or Chalutz, it's not some of the Rabbanan. Or else a Mamzeros and a Sinna Li Yisrael, the regular Yisrael marries a Mamzeros and a Sinna, it's not some of the Raisa. Or Mamzeris, or else Bas Yisrael, the Jewish girl, marries La Nosan La Mamzer, she's also Midiraisa Mary Mamzer. The Lacher in these cases, even though they did an Issa, Yesh Lem Ksuba, here they get a Ksuba. And now again, they get Peris also, Mazinus also. The more explained, since these things are also Midiraisa, the Rabbanon don't have to make a Chizik. Only by Shniyas, that's only also Midirabbanon, there the Rabbanon had to make a chizik that she does not get a ksuba, does not get mezonos, does not get balois. Now even though a chalutz is only also with the Rabbanon, but the ma'isa, they gave the same din like a gerusha linyan zeh. Alright, we'll stop here, we'll continue on the next tape.